Show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. We're going to tee it up this time around with my pal Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News. Justin, the last time I saw you, I think we were in the water together somewhere. Wasn't that in Grenada?
Yes. Last time I saw you was in the Caribbean, and I wish that was where you were doing your show this week so I kind of have an excuse to go back.
Boy, no kidding. We're going to have to figure out how we can make that happen. You know, they would send us on a cruise, I'm sure, but I don't know if we'd want to go on that cruise. That would be a thing.
No, not after the stories I've heard. I'm terrified of being in any crowded places at this point in time, especially with, cruise people, not to be a bad person. But, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You live in Nevada, right?
Dallas.
You live in Vegas. That's kind of
Yeah. And I have lived in Vegas, so I know all about that. All right, so we've decided we're not taking the show on a cruise anytime soon, but it seemed like it was a cruise in the Senate. It was an 11-3 vote, almost a layup. The Senate Intel panel says yes, they approved the CIA report's release. How big is this?
This is actually very big. The context of this, just to give your listeners some background, is this has really been at the crux of the sort of fighting that we've seen going on between Dianne Feinstein and the CIA. The CIA initially accused kind of staffers of breaking into their computers and somehow stealing files out for this report. The Senate has, fired back saying that the CIA has been investigating their computers, illegally and violating the Constitution. And now we are getting the report itself, which, according to the Senate investigators, really paints the intelligence agency in a poor light. It shows that there were enhanced interrogation techniques. It sheds doubt on how effective they were. And it also shows just a large level of, sort of poor behavior when it came to carrying this stuff out, including cherry-picking evidence to show to Congress their effectiveness, or, receiving adequate information and then still subjecting the detainee to enhanced interrogation techniques, which, many people would be considered to just be a sign of abject cruelty. This is a very big deal. The CIA still has a chance to redact certain portions of it, but it looks like the full 3,600-page report is going to be coming out.
Wow. All right, so that makes some interesting reading. I guess you're probably the one assigned to do that throughout the weekend, correct?
It should be coming out sometime within the next 30 days. But, yes, I am going to be reading good chunks of it, or at least just the major highlights, since the entire, sort of defense community and national security reporting community is going to be looking at this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be reading it, too. All right, so the moving to the other big thing that happened on the Hill, or one of them anyway, is the House rejecting the Obamacare 30-hour work week, which means what? 40 hours, right?
Yep, they have bumped up the definition of a full-time work week to about 40 hours. The Republican argument for this was under, the Affordable Care Act, companies that hired more than 50 full-time workers were therefore going to be required to provide them with health insurance. And the concern, according to Republicans, was this was going to create a situation wherein the companies would cut hours for their workforce in order to try to skirt this law. So this is being portrayed as a way of getting around it. Although it is, both results sort of have the end factor of employees denying employers insurance through their, through their company. So that, of course, was opposed by Democrats who charged that this was the 52nd time that the House has voted to undermine the law. But nevertheless, we still saw 18 Democrats crossing the aisle to put their stamp on this. But of course, at the end of the day, this is sort of dead on arrival in the Senate if it ever gets up for a vote there. And the White House has already indicated that they are, in fact, going to veto this.
All right. So look for the veto then if that happens. Meanwhile, lots of people in D.C., including the president, of course, reacting to the shooting at Fort Hood and mentally ill people because, of course, the shooter was somebody who suffered from PTSD. So now there's been reaction to that. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, you know this, said there's no question mentally ill people shouldn't have guns. But what was it like in Washington? Washington? Because I know this was a flurry of conversation.
This certainly was one of those things that has sort of shaken the political establishment to its core. As per usual, every sort of committee hearing or every sort of congressional action that we saw take place today, of course, gave a certain level of, reverence to those who were hurt during this and just to the veteran community at large, since this was largely an attack against, active duty military men and women. As you mentioned, of course, there is increased talk about what next. The idea of mental health treatment in the U.S. is, of course, going to be a major topic of conversation. Barring weapons from the mentally ill, as Boehner suggested, is one. That's something that the NRA has previously suggested, something that they could actually be open for. And we also saw Harry Reid taking questions over whether or not this was going to reignite the debate over gun control at large. He said it was not, essentially saying that the Senate had spoken on this issue after Newtown and that he simply does not have the votes to do anything about this in the upper chamber, at least.
All right. So much happening in Washington. This is the season. Justin Duckham, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Kate.
And piggybacking on what some of the things we were talking about there, we'll flush them out a little bit more this hour of America Tonight. But of the Fort Hood shooting, psychiatric issues, definitely the fundamental underlying factor is pretty much across the board what is definitely being said. And initially that was out there anyway in the first place. But, once you go through an investigation and talk to family members and whatnot, that's what's happened. So very, very sad, this Ivan Lopez, who killed three people, wounded 16 others. A couple of them have been upgraded from critical condition to serious condition. Shots, in the back, in the pelvis, in the abdomen area. And pretty scary stuff, I think, in general. In Killeen, Texas, the people there are just searching for answers as to why in the world does this happen again. And you have the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel talking about, obviously, something went wrong. So we go back to issues, factors, VA hospitals, what's being done there. I talked about that a lot when this first happened, being very, very familiar with that, having some friends who have gone through the system and others who have told me about it and have talked about the fact that they're grateful that they have it available to them, but the psychiatric counseling is just not there when it comes to someone of your peers or PTSD and group therapies. It's such a mixed bag, and of course I'm sure that all goes back to money, and if there was ever going to be money spent in a good direction, I think it would be wise for the military to put some in that direction of their budget. But then the problem is they've already had to slash a budget and slash a bunch of jobs, so we've already downgraded our military as far as size is concerned, so there's not a lot of money that's floating around. So a day after the shooting and then heading into a weekend, why is the prevalent conversation, is the thing that everybody continues to wonder, because it's the question mark we all can't stand. We want the answer. We want the answer. And they've got the evidence that he had a medical history that shows that he had some unstable factors and psychological condition, and they were going to classify him with PTSD, but hadn't quite done that yet. Stick with us. We've just scratched the surface. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll heat you. She'll unheat you.
Her I used to say that a big chunk of America Tonight was dedicated to Mother Nature and what she would hurl at us. A lot of you have just gotten through some brutal storms. I feel like I want to mention it here at the top. And heading into the weekend, there's going to be some nasty weather. Let me tell you, right where I live, a tiny little sliver in our satellite facility, I narrowly missed amazing hail and a tornado. So in parts of Dallas, they had lots of warnings. They had massive amounts of hail, not the sissy kind, the little spitting hail, little tiny, tiny little balls of hail. No, we're talking golf ball size, actual golf ball size hail, you know. So, tornado warnings all over the place. And in the heart of the Midwest, too, because a lot of people are listening in Missouri, you were hit by big-time storms. Kansas, same thing. You know, when you I did weather for 5 seconds, and you see red, you know it's bad, right? Severe thunderstorms, nasty stuff in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Probably about 50 million people, is when I was checking in with the Weather Channel, they say we're at risk for the storms that had hail and possible tornadoes. So here we go. Wow, buckle up. Didn't we just get through all this snow, and now there is the concern about the right kind of weather that could slam you down with a tornado. Yeah, not fun. I've said this because I've had the pleasure of living all over this great country. So I've lived in tornado alleys. I'm in one now, but really in Nebraska, you'd constantly hear the sirens. And there were a lot of tornadoes in and around where I lived at one point, Kearney, Nebraska. So all those areas I mentioned, the right kind of weather, and just like that, 9 states have a high probability of some kind of a tornado. and it just hit just like that at night. Boom. It was nasty. So it's passed over, and I know some of you have dealt with that. I want to mention this at the top because Movie Jim asked me to. He said, hey, Kate, you know, we want to know where you have an app where people can stream your show live on their phone. We have an app. If you go to gcnlive.com, you can go there, and I believe you can certainly download the show. If you go to americatonight.net, you can stream the show there, too, as well. I'm pretty sure if you go to GCN, you can get the app. We'll check in with Mr. Nathan when he's back. He's out chopping wood, but when he comes back, we'll check with him to make sure that I'm sending you to the right place. But I know that downloading the shows, because so many of you do it that way, you're able to download it. We started off talking about a little bit, besides the politics of the day in D.C., the shooting at Fort Hood. And I said my piece in the last show that I think, and you'll see this on the Sunday shows, conversations about what's being done for PTSD. The military definitely has amped up their efforts, but how much can you do? I mean, look, you have the Navy Yard shooting. You have now this shooting at Fort Hood, the biggest base in the world, almost 9,000 civilians and so many military folks there. And it's just so awful that this 34-year-old Ivan Lopez decided, I'm done. This is it, and I'm going to take some of my comrades with me. And he took three, and he wounded 16 others. And once again, what happens? Someone steps in and tries to stop him. We always hear these stories that there's some hero, somebody that tries to get in there. And sure enough, that's what happened. Some people tried to take him down. But, of course, again, you're not allowed to have those sidearms going. And that, I think, would make a huge difference on a base. Now, a lot of people disagree with me. They think that much ammunition, live arms, all that wouldn't be good. And especially the mix of the cocktail of civilians with the military and the massive amount and the sprawling complex, basically a city, that's what Fort Hood is, there in Killeen, Texas. So some feel that that wouldn't be the right way to go at all. But we've tossed this question around many, many times. And I really believe if you had some sidearm carrying there, there could have been a quicker response, perhaps. Somebody could have made a difference right away. And, you know, the unloading happens instantaneously. I don't have to tell all of you who are familiar with weapons. It happens all of a sudden. I mean, he had a .45 caliber, right, at two buildings in this massive, massive military facility. And so a police officer confronts him. He puts the gun to his head. Boom, that's it. He ends his life. But he was grappling with serious mental illness. Still, they haven't pinpointed why he opened fire, though. Didn't just take his own life. Didn't try to go out in some dramatic fashion. No. He went after other soldiers. So was there some, and that's the way you think when you're trying to put this puzzle together, was there some other traumatic event, something that tripped his switch that started this? For some reason, the first thing that's discussed is another soldier. Is that maybe there was a possible fight with another soldier, and then that was it. Then that was it. He was angry, and all of a sudden, he decided he was going to take action. There isn't any kind of terrorist links. They've looked at this forwards, backwards, and sideways, but they're still not completely ruling it out because it's too early in this investigation to say that. What about security measures? What about security measures at the base? When you have a weapon, you're supposed to check in, you're supposed to say that, you're supposed to, you know, and they're supposed to know that. But obviously, something happened to him. Obviously, he had the weapon. And this is a guy who was an infantry soldier. He was deployed twice. He had a 4-month stint in Iraq. He's a truck driver there. He served in the National Guard in Puerto Rico. from 99 to 2010. He left the Guard to become an active duty infantry man in the in the U.S. Army. So before coming to Fort Hood, in fact, he was at a place that I used to cover when I was in El Paso, Texas, when I was a television anchor, called Fort Bliss. So he was there before that. And he came to Fort Hood in February, moved his wife and their daughter into an apartment. And this is just a week ago. Neighbors, of course, is what you always hear, that they seemed like such a great couple. They were so friendly. They were so nice. Nothing was strange. There wasn't loud voices. There wasn't any of that going on. And again, we know what his service was. They don't show him as having wounded in Iraq. And just that he reported that he had suffered a traumatic brain injury. He reported that himself. So he was going through the motions of, I have PTSD and all of that. He was undergoing those tests, but he was not officially diagnosed with PTSD. I mean, it is the common end that you see so often now. I mean, before, that wasn't even talked about, right? So we've gotten beyond that, but that is the end of the tunnel, but he hadn't gotten there yet. There is no paperwork, anything that says that he had PTSD. He had a clean, completely clean record before that. No misbehavior, no problems, nothing. I mean, nothing at all. Then you look at, well, what was he taking? He was depressed. He was struggling. He was taking Ambien. He was diagnosed with anxiety, sleep disturbances, and he gave no indication that he was going to be violent to himself or anyone else. So they weren't looking at him as a potential big-time risk in any way. He was being treated. They were not looking at him with red flags all around. Could be something else. Who knows? All right, hang with us. We got odds and ends and some other things we're going to mix in here in this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are we doing enough to help people who have problems when they come back from Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever? Or, you know, you can only do so much. I've already said my thoughts. I mean, I'll say it again because I just got a note here from Jessup who said, Kate, do you really think guns, that's the answer, to have sidearms? I think, yes, I do. I mean, I have to say, if it were me, I'm a civilian. I said this before. I'm working on the base. I feel quite comfortable with people who are trained in using a sidearm, maybe having my back if I end up in that situation, right? I'm not going to be paranoid, walk around, and think that is, I'll check my surroundings, but I'm not going to think every day, wow, you know, here I am at Fort Hood, the scene of two horrific tragedies that should not have happened, so, you know, I'm going to be worried to death every single day. No. But with the capacity, you know, with the ability to be able to have people carrying sidearms, you know, military personnel that are now stateside, I would feel okay with that, frankly, because I think that would make a difference. Maybe it would make a difference in somebody deciding, hey, you know what, I'm sick of this and I'm going to go on a rampage because I blew my top or for whatever reason. And maybe that is a little bit of a deterrent. Or at least they'd have to be on the lookout for that, right? You got to think, 45,000 soldiers, 9,000 civilian employees, and a lockdown that happened from 4 until 9 o'clock at night. And a lot of concern about a lot of people for good, good reason. All right, I wanted to also mention some other big things that are obviously cooking around the U.S. and outside of our borders. The big thing is because all of you want the information, right? 770, you know, the 777. Will we ever find the plane? I have an awesome guest coming up in our next hour, Patrick Huey. And this is a guy who's a captain and for the airlines, one of the airlines, and flew, was in the Air Force, and flew a lot of these big birds, knows a massive amount, obviously, about aviation and what happened potentially in the cockpit and some really interesting theories. And he also definitely gets rid of some of the nonsense that's out there that it couldn't possibly happen. So we'll chat with him coming up a little bit later. So speaking of the Malaysia Flight 370, two Navy ships are using towed, they call them towed pinger locators and a bunch of acoustic gear underwater, because that's what they got to do, right? Searching for the plane. How much money has been thrown toward all of this in the search efforts and whatnot? And this is something I'll save for when we talk to Patrick, but he'll tell you about the fact that there was equipment that Malaysia Air could have had on what he called the safest plane you could possibly fly, the 777, right? But they didn't ante up the dough to, they didn't want to pay the money for that, so they didn't have equipment that would have helped them more in this search. So now if you add the new ships, you got about two dozen ships in all and other aircraft that are all involved in the search for 370. It's now confined to about 217,000 square kilometers, which is 83,000 square miles, give or take. A very remote part, we know this already, of the Indian Ocean, northwest of Perth. And the Australians are in charge of this. The Joint Agency Coordination Center, but led really by Australia, knowing the waterways. So, I love this. After texting out to the families that everybody perished in Flight 370, after doing that, now the official word is, this could be a really long search. They're warning everybody. Hey, I know what we sent out, but just, this could be a really long search. We're talking 4 weeks ago, this plane vanished. And all of these super, super long days covering all kinds of tracks of the Indian Ocean have turned up nothing, nada. Not a trace of the plane, nothing. I mean, are they ever going to find, I mean, here's the question, are they ever going to find this plane for real? And in the end, when do they say, uncle? I mean, you can't have all these ships, you can't have all of this dedicated for the next 2 years to finding this plane. That's not going to happen. So when do they say, I give? And especially odd, the families are coming over. Malaysia Air is paying to have the families go over to Australia. So what, do they park themselves there for an indefinite period of time? What is interesting is this tracking equipment. In this tracking equipment that I just mentioned briefly, the Ocean Shield, I've actually seen this. The Ocean Shield has on it a TPL-25. So it's a giant underwater microphone that listens for the pings from the flight data recorders and the Bluefin 21, an underwater robot that can scour the ocean bed looking for any kind of sign of wreckage, because that's what they have to do at this point. But they haven't found a confirmed piece of debris from the plane. So they, where's the idea of where the main wreck could be located? They're just throwing everything out there. I mean, pretty much they're throwing darts at a dartboard. All because of satellite images, especially, that focused in on that area. And the Australian Prime Minister is starting to get squeezed, right? Because every day they're looking at him for answers. And what's he going to say? Because he's in the middle of this thing, and this, because this is where they believe the plane is, thanks to the satellite images that were, as you can imagine, so close, right? So, which I thought was crazy in the first place. I mean, obviously you can see things, but I thought it was wild that so much was focused on that. And that's where all the hopes were pinned. But the Prime Minister described the search as the most difficult in human history. And now he's got to back off what they were saying that they were so positive about. And you see this now with Malaysia Air, and you see this with him because of the families and all of the focus there. He had to back off, too. He had to warn that there was no guarantee that the missing plane would be found. I mean, before it was like, okay, we know it's in these waters, and we're going to do everything we can to make this happen. And they seemed so confident, so sure of themselves that this was going to happen. Now, slowly, you got to backpedal a little bit and tell people their expectations of finding this thing. Not so much. Even the Australian Prime Minister Abbott said, we can't be certain of ultimate success in this search, but we can be certain that we will spare no effort, that we will not rest until we have done everything we humanly can. And he was speaking during a visit to Perth by the Malaysian Prime Minister, Rasik, who met with a bunch of members from the search teams. This is going to be what's said day in and day out, day in and day out. This is difficult, most difficult search ever, blah, 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 blah. We don't know that we're going to find anything. And eventually, there has to be pullback. Eventually, there's going to be some of the ships that draw back, that go back to where they came from. How much money and how much time and how much personnel can you possibly keep throwing at this until you can't do it any longer? I mean, the Australians are on the hook. If they're really focused there and that's it, they're on the hook. But how long are the Americans on the hook? How long are the Brits on the hook? How long are anybody else that's involved in the, any other country involved in the hunt, how long will they stay? And they still haven't been able to come up with an explanation of why the plane flew way off course, or actually even exactly pinpoint where it ended up. Started in one area, finished in another area. They really believe it's in the southern Indian Ocean. So far, lots of floating flotsam, lots of junk, fishing gear and that kind of stuff, but no plane, no sign of a plane at all. Even the defense minister in Australia, I love these hardy Australians. You know, the former defense minister and the ambassador to the United States, Kim Beazley, says, we'll keep going till hell freezes over. So they're all in. Australia is all in on this thing. And it is. It's sad. It's awful. There should be a conclusion. It'd be great if there was a conclusion. And it's close to their land mass. So they're all in on this. But I just have to wonder, how long can you keep it up at this pace with everybody else? Two dozen ships? Come on. Eventually, someone's going to have to say, yeah, we're going to have to kind of scale back on this. Coming up next, among other things, the Daily Salute.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Daily Salute here on America Tonight. Absolutely. Applause before is needed for this one. David Letterman has decided and surprised a lot of people that he is going to retire. Well, of course, you just saw what happened with Leno. I figured it wouldn't be too long down the road. In 2015, that's it for him. He's done. So that's a pretty big story. My entire life, since I was a little girl, David Letterman has been on the air. In fact, I think besides the tiny bits of Carson when I was young that I saw, my grandmother would let me sometimes stay up with her. Letterman was initially the comedian, the guy, because I think he's, you know, comedian, showman, whatever. He was the guy that I watched. And to me, the best part about Letterman, because he'd have peaks and valleys when he got really acerbic and he wasn't as funny, or then he'd have great rapport with certain guests and that was good to tune in then. But I think the top 10 list was brilliant. And especially in the later years, because of the people that he would have do the top 10 lists. And my favorite, hands down, top 10 list. And I put this on Facebook, so when you hear it, if you want to hear it again, you can go to AmericaTonight.net, click on Facebook and friend me, and then you can, you know, hear it again. But anyway, my favorite moment was James Earl Jones doing the top 10 list, and we're going to let you hear it now.
Here we go. Top 10 effects of Y2K. Here we go. Number 10.
Stuff's gonna explode.
Yeah! Number 9.
The Big Dipper will fall out of the sky and kill a guy in Sweden.
Number 8.
Everyone's voice will suddenly sound exactly like mine.
Some good. Some good will come of it. Number 7.
Michael Jackson will finally look in the mirror and say, "My God, what the hell is wrong with me?"
Number 6.
There will be a new letter added to the English alphabet. N-G-P.
You have any idea where that one will go? Number 5.
A computer glitch will force Bill Gates to pay off every American's credit card.
Number 4.
No more answering the phone by saying, "Yellow."
Number 3.
Every kid will lose interest in that Pokemon crap.
Number 2.
Ricky Martin will become even more mantastic.
Oh, come on. That's not possible. And the number one effect of Y2K...
Despite assurances from high-ranking officials that it could not happen. Refuting decades of conventional scientific wisdom. Flying in the face of smug predictions by so-called experts. Kraft macaroni and cheese will become even cheesier.
Yeah, very, very funny. And it's, you know, his voice and playing it up and all that kind of stuff. And Nathan Reeder, I think you were a Letterman fan. We were talking off the air. You watched Letterman in the beginning, didn't you?
Yes, when I got that TV of mine put in my room at probably too young of an age. Yes,
yeah.
I watched and stayed up past my bedtime.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so you thought he was funny, right? Did you like the top 10 list? Did you like
Stupid Petricks? Yeah, I love the top 10 list. I like to guess. I like the music. Who is that again? That's
Paul Schaefer. Schaefer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pauly boy. And the Home Office, baby. That used to be Sioux City, Iowa. That's my alma mater.
Really? I didn't realize that. Yeah, so of course, absolutely. That makes sense now, too, why you like Letterman. And he always referred to the Midwest and going to Ball State. He went to Ball State, and he talked always talked about his roots. And then remember he went through a period where he had his mother on a lot? His mother would do funny things because she had such a dry, you know, didn't even realize that he was making fun of her in a sense, like having fun with her, I guess is the way to say it. And she did some really funny things from a couple of the Olympics and whatnot. So I thought he was clever. I thought he came up with some clever bits. I mean, not everything hit the mark, but the top 10 list was incredibly well done for the most part. And he had all kinds of people that would surprise you that would come out. And if they were infamous or they had their moment in the sun or even Blago, you know, Blagojevich. When he had his little reality stint and all that before he was sent to prison, he did a top 10 list. So Letterman decides he's going to hang it up. He's that's it. You know, late night was his thing in the 80s. The Late Show after that followed suit, and he's been on television for a very, very long time. That must be a strange transition when you've had, like anybody who's retired and they have had a job for so long, but he's used to that whole comedy thing and da 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 da. And so his 20-year rival was Jay Leno, but Leno retires now. Letterman's retiring and who's going to take his place. Nobody knows right now. Somebody was telling me maybe Conan O'Brien, maybe Craig Ferguson. His show follows David Letterman. I don't think that's the spot for him. I don't think he'll get that. Stephen Colbert is somebody who's been mentioned as the potential replacement for Dave Letterman. It'd be wild to step into somebody who's been on the air for that long, you know, 30-some years, even before that, if you go back to his initial shows. But that's why I gave him the Daily Salute, because he did make me laugh over the years when I was in college, when I was cruising around in my different jobs, and he took some jabs and some of the news segments and whatnot, and I thought there were some very, very, very good moments. And I love that he stunned the crowd and just dumped it out there. You know, it's like no great fanfare, just I'm retiring. You know, just stunned them that this was it, that he decided he was done. He's going to retire in 2015. So it might be a big year for him. The Late Show started in 1993. So 2015. How about that? And a bunch of you actually sent me emails, and that's what prompted me to say, okay, this is, usually we make it a person, something incredible they've done. But I thought, we'll make it Letterman, because I've never gotten that many emails about a comedian / celebrity type talk show host in any of the things that we've talked about. And this was the most. I actually got 20 emails on David Letterman. So I think you either liked him, and there was actually a couple of people who didn't think he was that funny. I got a note from Richard who said, David Letterman was a hack. He was just in the right place at the right time. But then John says, Letterman was brilliant. See, to be successful, right, you got to elicit some kind of response. It's not always favorable. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.